This is NBC News Radio.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Take a walk on the wild side, where the birds and the bees survive. Right before me, my newfound hippie side. Once ignore these conspiracies online. Out the window, visions of the earth. Sign me up now, make sure you use your smart. Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Would your children
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden. Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back to Smart Health Talk. Well, Maryam Hanane is a brilliant young documentary maker who was already accomplished when she met someone that changed her life by telling her the story of how colonies of bees were vanishing around the world, never to return. People are not sure what was causing it, but considering bees are responsible for one-third of our food supply, it was clear to Maryam that the consequences could be devastating to farmers, businesses, and consumers as food supplies decreased and prices increased. Bottom line is, if things don't get pollinated, there is no fruit, vegetables, or nuts to harvest. She decided to apply her talent toward a documentary that would be called Vanishing Bees, where they would collect information from around the world on what was happening and what had been learned, and then bring that to the people so we could all start to work on figuring out what we need to do to stop it. Maryam was actually the perfect person for the job, because not only could she apply her talent to the film, but she is somehow so in tune and connected with bees that she can sit unharmed with thousands swarming around her like they have found their queen bee. They seem to sense that she is there to help protect them. And I have to tell you, Maryam, you're like one of the bravest women that I have ever met. Anyone that could sit with all of those bees, it is like something to see. And I really want to welcome you here to Smart Health Talk.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you.
So I know that you've worked on the documentary with some other talented people, and I thought, first of all, you might want to mention the other people that work with you on the Vanishing Bees documentary.
Yes, it's actually called Vanishing of the Bees.
Oh, Vanishing of the Bees, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And my co-director is a brilliant man by the name of George Langworthy.
Uh-huh.
And we also have some producers, executive producers, that have helped make this film happen by bringing in their expertise, their experience, and the necessary funds. Holly Mosher is one, James Eckstein, and as well as Peter Heller, who's our co-executive producer.
Well, I tell you, it was a brilliant team effort on what you guys put together, and I know it was really hard. You know, you guys went like far and wide, really trying to gather the best information so that you could bring that to us, and we could really start to work on like figuring out, you know, what is going on here. And I was just wondering, like, when you first started hearing about what was going on, what were the kind of things that were going through your mind? What were you thinking and feeling as you came to realize, like, the scope of what was happening to our bee colonies around the world?
Well, I think I'm still every day realizing the scope, because so many things have come to light in the past 5 years. I think we're living in a very exciting time where there's so much awareness that's still increasing around our food, food safety, food issues, and I think realizing the way the current agricultural landscape, realizing the impact and the ills of it, it's an unsustainable model, and I've become more and more passionate every day about educating people about how important food is, period, let alone now. We have to not only be mindful of getting our fruits and vegetables, our daily supply, but we have to make sure that it's not doused with pesticides that slowly kill us. This is like a huge... The bees symbolize so many current events that are happening in our society. They're a wonderful symbol to that. And, you know, for one, teaching us to come together for the greater good of the planet. They are selfless creatures. One of the reasons why I wanted to make this film is because I wanted to be in service and to give back. Yeah, that was very important. And they also just show us we need to take care of each other and our planet by eating healthy food.
I hear what you're saying. It seems like there's been like a disconnect before, where now we're actually starting to realize how much we are connected. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think we're living in a time where we're experiencing a paradigm shift, and we're raising our consciousness and realizing, you know, thinking about why is it that we do the things that we do, you know, whether it's like a simple thing is why am I drinking 3 cups of coffee and looking at our own patterns and programs, and then also looking at the bigger picture of what's happening in society and how did we get to a time where we are using chemicals that were created in the war to kill people and then putting it on our food and then eating it. That's just insane. And, you know, we're still waking up to that. People are waking up every day to realize, like, the impact of eating pesticides, the increase in whether it's allergies or cancer or Alzheimer's. And the bees are a perfect symbol to that. You know, you can replace in our film just instead of bees, you know, put humans. It's the same story.
And I think another thing is, like, we used to kind of be like, okay, we're the United States here, and somehow we thought that there was, like, this invisible border there that, like, everything would stay contained, you know, within our borders, when actually, you know, we're doing things here, and it could be affecting people in other countries as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're also banning certain pesticides, but yet they are used in other countries, and then we import them back into the United States.
That sounds crazy too.
Yeah, and then we're still eating these chemicals that we supposedly banned.
I know. I just never been able to comprehend how it would ever be okay to put poison on our food and then put it into our bodies. I've just never been able to comprehend how people could be accepting of that. And we're hoping that with Smart Health Talk, we're going to get more people saying, you know, no, I don't want that. And that's what I think we need to do, is really stand up and unite together and just say, hey, you know, don't do that anymore. So, you know, part of what you were discovering with all your research with the bees is that there was this colony collapse disorder that was happening within the colonies. So what exactly is colony collapse disorder?
Well, colony collapse disorder is a phenomenon. That's the name of this phenomenon that a group of scientists gave to it. And there's specific symptoms, characteristics. One being that the bees will disappear in a very short amount of time. The hive will dwindle, and there are no bodies to be found. So there's just a complete kind of vanishing. And another characteristic is that the worker bees abandon the brood, which are the babies, and the queen bee. And I saw that as a direct parallel to us abandoning Mother Earth. So those are the kind of the two main the two main characteristics of colony collapse disorder. And it's been...
Well, you talk about it a lot, and you really explain all of that in your documentary. And, like, if people want to see the documentary, like, how are the best ways for them to see it?
Well, we would invite people to come to vanishingbees.com, and they can stream it, or they can purchase a DVD. We also have a grassroots campaign called Be the Change. So we invite people to be the change and host a screening so they can pay a license, and that's how we're paying back our debt and paying back our investors. And with a license, they can either have just a home screening and invite friends and family, or they can use the film as a tool to raise funds and or awareness for their own group. So, for instance, if it's a beekeeping club or a permaculture group or a women's association, there's a myriad of different groups that have hosted screenings all over the world. So they can do that as well. We just finished creating a 30-minute version with a study guide, and that will be for 6th to 10th graders. So we invite educators. It's quite affordable, and they can incorporate it into their curriculum. We're going to be putting together a campaign to raise funds for that so that we can continue doing the important outreach.
Well, that would be awesome. We all need to get educated on what's going on, and then we'll all pitch in to come up with some solutions. So I tell you it's a compelling documentary. Please make an effort to go see it, and I really want to thank you and your team for taking time out of your life to look after the rest of us by bringing attention to what's really going on here. And we all need to realize that we are getting a warning here, and so we need to pay attention. So thank you so much, Miriam, for coming on the show today. And next we'll be talking to Beeman himself, the owner of Really Raw Honey, is going to give us some inside info on what is being removed from your honey that you may want to keep, or all the health benefits that it has to offer. So stay tuned.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
This is NBC News Radio.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other. Nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at SmartHealthTalk.com.